Umma da popta pichita va bene.
All right, everybody, coming back at you here at the top of the hour. That was Yolanda Be Cool with No Speak Americano here on I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the internet's only hip music station. And now to Orion with sports.
Dude, it's an asshole.
All right. It's an asshole. How's everybody doing today? This is I Just Had a Terrible Thought, but we are not a hip music station.
Unfortunately.
No. That song apparently is a hit.
Apparently.
According to Orion.
Or will
I,
be.
I hadn't heard it at all until a few minutes ago.
Until I brought it up. Yeah. Well, here's what happened. I was driving home from work, and I'm listening to the station that Aldi listens to. It's hip-hop, rap, you know, R&B and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then this comes on. And it plays that for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, what is this? This is so oddball and fucking, to be honest, it creeped the fuck out of me. It just creeped me out.
Yeah. Well, and, when I first heard it, when you like were kind of playing it for me.
Yeah.
And you said it was on that station. I was like, and they were playing it like as a song. Like it wasn't like a music bed for the news or like, no. like a commercial or something. No, they were playing it.
They were playing it. Yeah. And I thought nothing of it, you know, kind of creepy. Went home, and then a few days later, they played it again, and I'm like, I gotta know what this fucking song is. So I looked it up, and yep, Yolanda Be Cool.
Yolanda Be Cool!
And it really reminded me, aside from creeping me out, it reminded me of Star Wars, like the bar music.
Yeah, the
like,
cantina music.
Yes. Just, and that kind of creeps me out. It's just weird, it's odd, and maybe, I don't know. So,
yeah.
So that's that, yeah.
Well, tell the listeners what you did with the tune why I was checking it out.
I had this image in my head every time I heard it that was creeping me out. I pictured marionette puppets, you know, just on strings kind of dancing around to this thing in a real creepy fashion.
Yeah.
So when I did get home and looked it up, I saw the video and it's some old time, you know, bullshit video that is retarded.
Yeah, I saw that for a minute too. It was like footage from old TV or
fucking
something.
Bullshit.
I don't know what it was.
It didn't fit with what was in my head,
right.
The creepy aspect. So I went out and Googled, I'm like, I got to make my own and promote this thing, this weird song, because nobody knew what it was. And I Googled creepy marionette, found this black and white video of this puppet, just kind of this guy dancing this puppet around. And put the music on
it
top of it and post it.
I had not heard the song before I saw the creepy marionette video. So, my perspective is maybe a little skewed.
Yeah.
But it's perfect.
It fits.
It's like if you could just convert that song directly into an image, it's perfect.
We'll have to post that for the listeners.
Yeah, we'll put that in our, I don't know. I, you'll have to do it because you've got the video. We'll put it on the Facebook page or on the YouTube or something. But there'll be a link to it somewhere. You'll see it.
Isn't that fucking weird?
Yeah.
On a hip-hop station.
What a weird fucking song for people to like.
They play club music. They play everything you'd hear at a club. Like, take you to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, wanna fuck all night, baby.
Well,
you
know? It does have kind of a, like, it gets kind of techno-y and has kind of a dance beat to it, but it still sounds way too...
Can you picture that at a club, though?
No, it's still way too, like, goofy, like, borderline, like a, you know, Mexican old man on the weekend listening to that shit. Like,
slash outer space bar.
Yeah. Well, that's
I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, it's like somewhere between like that shitty Mexican music that only Mexicans like. That's like it's all accordions and like synth drums or something.
That one bass line.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Their bass guitar has one string on it.
Yeah.
I'm in the band.
It's like somewhere between that and, like you said, like the cantina music from Star Wars.
Just creepy, man.
It was, yeah.
I don't know how to describe why
it's creepy.
Yeah,
because it shouldn't be. It's like kind of an upbeat, happy tune, but it's like
Discord.
It's like hippie. Or
meep.
Hippie. It's like happy in a sinister way. It's like, I'm happy because I'm demented. Like, I'm happy because murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's hard to explain.
It is, yeah. But I wanted to put it out there because I don't think there a lot of people are going to care for it.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, the listeners of this radio station, they'll be like, oh, what was that? Fuck that song. But my friends, you know, I want to share it with you because it's it stands out. What the fuck is this?
It needs to be heard.
Yes.
This needs to be experienced, preferably with Orion's marionette video.
Yeah. So we'll get that going.
All right. Well, in other news, I was contacted, well, we were contacted by KJ Cisco.
No way!
Yeah. Well, kind of, sort of. We got a comment on blueberry.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is a podcast directory, but they also do hosting. And his podcast is hosted there.
Okay.
Ours is just listed because once upon a time, I went through every podcast directory I could find and submitted our show.
Okay.
He found us on Blueberry. Obviously, he knew about us before that, but he found us on Blueberry and commented on our guest book, which I didn't even know we had. I didn't even realize we had a guest book.
What kind of site is this?
So I got this in my email. It says, "Hey, Itch Hat, I haven't checked in a while, so I figured I'd say hi. Damn it, that was lame." From KJ Cisco.
Damn it.
This was on the 4th. What was that?
What's today?
What day was that? The 4th was
today's the
last Saturday, so it was right after the last show.
Okay.
So I don't know if he heard us talk about him.
I don't know if he's been listening. He's a KJ Cisco. Kevin is a sensitive guy.
Yeah, I guess we should remind the audience who KJ Cisco is, because maybe they don't all know anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there might be new people. Or it's been a while.
Oh,
KJ Cisco is a fellow podcaster. He's been doing it longer than us. He's blind. He's a programmer.
Yeah.
I think he lives with his mom.
Yeah.
He used to have a podcast called KJ Cisco's Podcast.
Yeah.
And he would get on, it'd be like 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes max, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he'd get on there. I think he was recording it on his laptop through the built-in laptop mic because you would hear a lot of like hard drive clicking.
You could tell, yeah.
It sounded like mechanical insects were crawling all over him while he was trying to record this.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, "Welcome to KJ Cisco's podcast. Let me tell you, folks, it's crazy. I can't take it anymore."
Random generalizations.
Yeah. And it'd just be like him having a conversation with himself, but kind of slowly, kind of mumbly. But it was like a conversation. Like it was like a monologue. It was just, there were a lot of pauses and things.
Oh, yeah.
Then his old hosting died. He couldn't put up shows there anymore. So he switched to Blueberry and he created a new podcast called Operation Adult.
Mm-hmm.
And the new podcast, I guess the theme is he's lost his fucking mind. Because it used to be he just wasn't very good at podcasting. Like, I love him to death because it's hilarious, but he just, you know, it used to be a little awkward and the production quality was bad and the amount of content, like there was like 50% content for every show.
15-minute show, 5 minutes of actual content.
But now he does this show where half the show is silence. Well, not silence because of the mechanical bug swarm all over his recording device. And then part of it's him like dialing his phone. A lot of it's him going do, 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 waiting for something to happen. You hear a lot of his end of phone conversations, but you don't hear the other end.
Yeah. Just ridiculous.
And in one episode in particular, an infamous episode, he shaved for like 5 minutes. He was
after
just
like
shaving.
A 5 minute pause. What's going on?
Yeah.
Bzz.
There was a huge pause and he was talking about how he needs to shave. And then all of a sudden you hear the click and the buzz of the razor and he's shaving.
Goddamn classic.
That was his show. It's like Andy Kaufman shit. It's like he's fucking with us.
Yeah.
It's like making us, well, we're not having to pay, but it's like making us pay for tickets to a show and then like just taking a shower or something. So I listened to his latest episode. It's gotten a little bit better.
Okay.
In terms of like not being huge pauses, but it's still basically just him doing shit and having and like hitting record at the same time.
Yeah, with no explanation.
Yeah, for the most part, he just goes about his life and the thing is recording. Like he'll still make phone calls and stuff, but there just isn't quite as much pause in there. But apparently he's on like dialysis now or something.
What?
Something's wrong with him. Like this last episode, he called some kind of dialysis center to try to schedule a flush.
Then
they said that he didn't need it. And then he was talking to somebody else about dialysis. So I think he's dying.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if If Kevin, KJ Cisco, has some way for you to donate to him, but if he does, donate to the Save KJ Cisco Fund.
Yeah, Jesus.
So I hope he's not dead. And if you're listening, I hope you don't die, Kevin.
Yeah, yes.
I guess that's pretty much the KJ Cisco situation.
Yeah.
Did you know that here in Grand Rapids, they've been filming a lot of movies here lately, like over the past year or so.
Okay.
Like, well, a lot compared to in the past. You know, this hasn't been historically a great place to film movies.
Yeah.
But lately, I don't know if there's some kind of incentive, some kind of tax thing.
There's got to be.
But there have been movies being shot here. I know there was one a while back with Aziz Ansari.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know what the movie was, but I know he was here and they were filming something downtown. Well, just recently, they were filming a movie called Set Up with Bruce Willis and 50 Cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent. Did you hear about this?
I did. Downtown? I heard about that, yeah.
There's a fucking car chase and they're blowing glass out of windows and shit. And I like only knew about it because I heard about it on the radio. That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and 50 Cent, I don't know why, 50 Cent, were downtown filming car chases and blowing up windows.
With guns. Oh.
And I almost didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Jesus. Same here. I just happened to, catch a news clip. You know, I was watching the news one night and it told me everything. And it was interviewing the guy who owned this coffee shop. And he's like, yeah, a producer came in and just said, hi, I'm a producer. How do you feel about us making a movie and blowing out your windows or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just really odd.
I didn't, I don't seem to be able to find, I'm wondering where this movie is set.
Yeah.
That they're using Grand Rapids as the backdrop.
Because downtown.
Because I can't imagine it's set in downtown Grand Rapids. But then again, lots of places will shoot like one location for another. Like there are plenty of movies and TV shows that are shot in like Vancouver and they're supposed to take place everywhere but Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's in New York.
Yeah.
So I guess it could be anywhere, but it's just weird. Why here?
I don't know. This place is pretty dead fucking average.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Downtown is a pretty downtowny area. Yeah. Like if you get in the right spot, you could maybe pretend it's New York.
Yeah.
I guess. Not Times Square, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could maybe pretend it's some part of New York if you were in the right area.
I guess, yeah. I could see.
Or like Chicago.
Yeah.
But it'd
be tough. It'd have to be a tight shot because the buildings here aren't that big. So
we're like a
wiener of a downtown.
I guess if you were trying to pretend you were in Detroit, but you were trying to pretend Detroit was a nice place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Then maybe
I could see that. Yeah.
Because I was just thinking like, if it was Detroit, just go to Detroit. Detroit has all kinds of like post-apocalyptic shit going on. Everything's destroyed. Poor Detroit is the post-apocalypse. Lots of boarded up windows and empty buildings and shit.
Yeah. I read something about, some guy, some mayor of Detroit or something trying to, change the image of Detroit because in everyone's mind, here in the U.S., when they think Detroit, I guess they think, thugs and gangsters, Eminem.
I imagine like mutants. Like I imagine like nuclear fallout because every time I see pictures of Detroit now, it looks like a war zone.
It's like shit. Yeah.
Like how does this even, I understand, that's an abandoned building, but why is it half destroyed? What happened?
That reminds me, when I got out of high school, I was offered a free ride at the Detroit Art Institute, and I went to visit, and no fucking way. There was gangsters on each corner, and then in between, like on the street, just shit street, was the college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm no way.
Fuck I think it. I've free driven, ride, no driven way. Past there before, and if I remember it correctly, it is a shithole.
Fucking horrible.
Detroit is like, we used to go to Detroit for concerts and stuff.
Punk shows.
Rock shows. And it was kind of cool for that because like punk shows, are supposed to be, it's supposed
gritty.
To be kind of a gritty, dirty scene.
Oh yeah.
But it was like a shithole. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling like in the areas that we would go to, like it felt like there'd be like, I'm sure it wasn't this, but it felt like there'd be like the building we were going to, then like a couple of like demolished buildings, and then another building that probably is abandoned.
Post 1942 Germany.
Yeah, it's like, like a blitzkrieg like, had come through.
Jesus.
Yeah, Detroit is messed up.
That's what, I get the same feeling. Yeah.
It's so weird because Detroit, like once upon a time, was a nice place. It was a big city and
very important for Michigan's economy.
Right.
And everybody now, tells me, when you go to get a job, like in graphic design, go to Detroit because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
It's this big thing. And then
I bet it used to be.
It's and then you go there and it's like, whoa. I kind of felt that way about New York too. Like everybody's like, oh, New York, I gotta go. And it was cool, but it was very brown.
Oh, really?
Brown and bleh.
I've always kind of felt like, and this is more or less the same thing, but I've always kind of felt like New York was more gray.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of the same. It's a drab, you know?
I knew differently, but I always assumed it was like Times Square everywhere. I don't know, just happening.
Oh,
just, you know.
Well, it's, in a way, it's sort of, I know what you mean, but in a way, it sort of is. It is more happening everywhere than here.
That's
is,
true.
You know?
This place,
Like I could go walking around in the middle of the night and not see anything like anywhere happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you go walking around New York, you're not going to be the only person out there.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? I forget. Something about New York. Oh, you were saying like people were like, oh, New York's the place to be. You got to go to New York.
Yeah.
I think that probably it still is true.
Yeah. Like Aldi really wants to go. And I encourage it. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But I just want to prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, it didn't blow me away, you know?
Really? Because I love New York.
It was fun.
But the
aesthetic, the visuals of all the buildings just...
If I didn't know it was fucking expensive, I would consider moving there.
Really?
I loved New York.
Dude.
It was so awesome. Just being there, I didn't even really have to be doing anything. Just wandering the streets, I was having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just always shit happening. That's kind of always been like my thing. Like, I think you and I, this is one of the things I think we sort of disagree on.
Yeah.
But not like strongly.
Yeah.
But like you have, I remember you telling me something once about like your ideal house or something. And you,
town I'd live in or something.
Something like that. Something about like
a place I could
trees.
Walk. Yeah. I could walk to every, anywhere I need to go. And, there'd be like wide roads, wide sidewalks and trees.
I like cities. I like everything crammed together. The
and
only
I
thing I don't
that,
really like about the city is I would like to have, at some point, I would like to have a house.
Yeah.
And not that you can't, but, you know, when everything's crammed together, your house is practically an apartment if
basically,
you have a house.
Yeah. But, that whole idea, it's almost like a dream, you know, when you have a dream about you're in a place and you walk down the street and you see this in movies too. You know, you go to the park and there's a friend of yours just fucking around reading a book or some shit.
Yeah.
Just at the park.
I don't think that really exists anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds like the Gilmore Girls
but,
to me.
Yeah.
And
but
the Gilmore Girls definitely doesn't exist.
I shouldn't have said the park. There's just places to go where people are doing shit. There's shit to do.
Well, there's kind of that
town.
Here if you want to hang out with the hipsters.
Yeah.
East Town. East Town is where the hipsters hang out here. That's, you probably gathered that from what I just said. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's like, there's this cafe called the Morning Star. I assume it's still there.
Yep,
there's a bar
there.
Called Mulligan's.
Yep.
And they're both giant hipster places to hang
out.
And they're both right in the same area. And there's a place called Yesterdog, which, Dog Days from American Pie, the hot dog place they would go to in American Pie was based on Yesterdog because that movie was originally, the script was set in Grand Rapids.
Really? Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It was. Yeah. And so Yesterdog is this restaurant that, I guess restaurant, this hot dog place that's also in that East Town area.
I see.
That, that place in American Pie was based on.
Bleh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Whew. But hipsters, man, yeah, they ruined it. East Town could be fun, but the fucking hipsters. It's like that place you could go to like hang out with, like in Saved by the Bell, you know, the Mac.
Was it the Max? Or
I think
it was the Max.
The Max. Yeah.
I think. I'm not positive on that.
But it's the place to go, but here the place to go is full of hipsters.
I don't See, I don't know for sure what the definition of a hipster is, and I don't think anybody else does either.
People listening are like, what's wrong with hipsters?
Well, there are aspects of his... Oh, Jesus. Aspects of hipsters that I don't mind at all.
Okay.
But then there are other aspects of hipsters, and this is all my perception of what a hipster supposedly is, that I do mind. I don't like the pretentiousness.
Yeah.
You know, I don't the, like, you don't know.
Yeah. Or, I'm part of this club and you don't know. Yeah.
It's all exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't so much mind the everything has to be ironic. And when it's taken to extremes, sometimes it bothers me.
Yeah.
But like... I don't know. Like, that's something that bothers a lot of people. Everything I do is ironic. That doesn't really bother. I guess what bothers me more is when they do things like, apparently PBR is a hipster beer.
Yes.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. I didn't know that. And apparently the idea is, you know, it's this cheap ass beer that fucking homeless losers drink. So we'll start drinking it ironically and pretending to like it. And now it's our thing. And now it's like, I was drinking PBR before PBR was cool. It's like a thing that you could hear somebody say.
Jesus.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
Drinking PBR doesn't bother me. Even drinking PBR because you think it's funny, because like it's not a good beer, wouldn't bother me. But then turning around and acting like, you know, I like it's like you've accomplished something.
Yes.
That would bother me.
That's what bugs me, yeah. And there's two main things that really get under my skin because I've gone to school with these fucks. One thing I hate is like you said, like they're part of this club, you know.
Yeah. We're exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah. And I hear them talk and I've talked to them and they say things that I don't know anything about and they don't explain it. And it's like I'm supposed to know.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, so I went to this blah, blah, blah and, you know, did this thing and... That's a bad example.
Yeah, that was good.
That's like everybody.
So wow. I went to this place and did this thing. God damn it, I don't know what things are.
No, they'll talk about places and things and all these inside jokes. That bugs me. And two, and I don't know if it's just hipsters, but they tend to do it, especially the people I went to school with. They, no matter what I'd wear, they'd fucking analyze me and like kind of...
They'd analyze what you were wearing?
Yeah, like my earrings or what I was wearing, how I presented myself, you know, and they'd kind of analyze it and go, And I knew maybe I'm paranoid.
You felt like they were doing this or would they say things to you so you knew they were doing it?
I felt like, and I could see it in their face.
Oh,
I don't know. So okay. I'm assuming.
That does sound like paranoia to me.
But yeah,
I don't know what I know what it would look like if
teenage girls do this at rock shows. Like you show up and they just kind of look everybody up and down.
Maybe.
That's an aesthetic I could, you know.
Was it mostly girls that you were seeing scrutinizing your clothing?
It was mostly guys. That's what I'm saying. Like, girls do this anyway.
Were they gay dudes? I'm wondering if they were just checking you out and you're just being paranoid. They're just
where am I going? Possibly. Okay. But
those are some buns.
But they...
And you're like, why is he looking at my back pocket?
I don't know. A lot of these guys had beards, so I assumed...
Gay.
No. No. Just...
Apparently gay guys see beards and assume gay, because I was assumed gay.
Okay.
No, I think gay guys assume other gay guys go to the gay bar, actually, now that I think about it.
It's hard to explain because you know me, but
that's
my
weird,
experience
though.
Is going to school and going to that Morningstar place and hanging out in Easttown. It all adds up. It's this personality trait.
So you felt judged.
Yeah,
basically.
But I don't even care about that. It's almost like they're like they wouldn't care to talk to me unless I looked cool in a way that I wouldn't define as cool.
You have to look cool, but you have to look like you're trying not to look cool.
Yeah, like
not even like you're not trying to look cool, but you have to look like you're trying not to look cool.
Like if I was wearing a Justin Bieber shirt, but
right,
I wasn't a fan, but get it? Haha, fucking faggot Justin Bieber.
Yeah, because most of us are too insecure to wear the Justin Bieber shirt because we're afraid people will think we really like it. But I'm such a badass. I know people who count will know that I don't like it. And if you don't know that I don't like it, well, then you're stupid and I don't care what you think anyway.
Yeah, get it?
Get it?
Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, I guess.
In a way.
But being judged on your clothing.
Yeah.
Reminds me, I got a new leather jacket.
Yeah.
It's a motorcycle jacket. It's
pretty badass.
Basically, as long as I can remember, if I tried to picture a leather jacket in my head, this is what I picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to own a leather jacket that I bought at the, actually at the store, Orion, well, at a different store, but at the chain of stores that Orion works at, which is like a big grocery store that also has like other departments.
Yeah.
And like it has a clothing department. So I bought a leather jacket there a long time ago, but they only had one kind and it really wasn't what I had in my head, but I was like, I want a black leather jacket. So this is a black leather jacket. I'll buy it. But it was just this big, I don't even know. Do you you remember what it looked like? It's just like the most plain jacket you can think of. Yeah. The old one I had.
It went down past your waist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of casual looking.
Big, droopy, stupid jacket.
Yeah.
And I recently discovered the jacket I'd always had in my head online. And it's this black leather motorcycle jacket, real like kind of classic looking.
Oh, yeah.
And the zipper in the front kind of is sort of offset to one side because it sort of overlaps.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And it's got a little belt built into it. Totally badass.
Oh, yeah.
I bought this leather jacket. I got it. I loved it. I went to work with it on.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good about myself. I love this jacket.
Yeah.
Awesome. And my buddy Brian, the only guy at work that I am kind of friends with.
What did he do?
He says, "What's up, Zuko?"
Zuko.
Danny Zuko from Greece.
Oh, fuck him.
He called me, he's been calling me Zuko ever since. And this has been like 2 weeks.
Oh, no. That son of a bitch.
Yeah. He's been calling me Zuko for like 2 weeks.
That doesn't
And he's got other
me,
people
man.
Doing it too.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah.
It
only bothers me because, like, the Zuko thing, I can take a joke. Yeah. I can take the teasing.
Yeah.
It only bothers me because I think it's so badass. I think this jacket is so badass.
Yeah, it is. It's an ideal.
And he doesn't, apparently,
he
doesn't like it.
Doesn't
but then
like
again,
it.
I don't think.
Is he just joking, but he really kind of thinks it's cool? Or is he like,
I don't know. This is
joking
like,
because he really doesn't like it.
Brian making fun of me, Brian at my work making fun of me is kind of like, like, imagine, like, the most stereotypical mom you can imagine, wearing, like, the mom pants, where it's, like, pulled up, like,
mom pants,
probably to or over her belly button.
Yeah.
And and they taper. They might even have stirrups at the bottom.
Big zipper.
You know, like, just horrible fashion sense.
Yeah.
Very plain, bland woman.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, like, bangs that are cut straight across.
Yeah, yeah.
Just horrible, horrible woman. A little overweight. And imagine that woman criticizing someone's fashion sense.
Ah.
That's kind of what it's like, Brian making fun of me.
That's great.
Like he wears these shoes that they're just kind of brown and they look like, they remind me of like nasty potatoes. They're just kind of a brown amorphous blob and he pushes the backs of them down so he can wear them like slippers.
Oh.
Like he pushes it down into the shoe.
Jesus.
So it's kind of like just these nasty mashed potato Crocs that he's got.
Jesus. That's
and
gross.
He just wears jeans and a t-shirt. And he all of his t-shirts are Opie and Anthony, which is a radio show. But like, I don't know. It's and the only other stuff I ever see him wear are like sports branded shit, like with athlete names on them and stuff. So he just looks like a big bland dummy.
Yeah.
So
where's his credibility?
Like him,
of cool.
Him criticizing my leather jacket's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for trying. I don't know, but I love my leather jacket. It's badass.
It is badass, and it's cool because it doesn't go like below the waist. It's like tight at the waist, so it's like I'm ready for action.
That's the thing I've kind of always had a problem with is like everything. Every time I've ever bought a coat, it's like a weird, too long length.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is like, it's perfect. I like it.
Yeah, it's like if you ever owned a denim jacket, you know, they just come to the waist, you know, and it looks cool. I still think they look cool.
Yeah, but I like denim jacket. Well, it depends.
It's that kind of fit. You
but
know?
I do like denim jackets.
Yeah, it's badass. So I hope, did the Brian thing like kind of bring you down?
Because a little
from
only
what you,
because
what,
like
from what you're telling me, he has no cool at all in
just,
him.
It doesn't bother me that he's making fun of me. It's just like it's weird. Like I wonder if it's only me that thinks this is cool.
Yeah.
Like somehow, because you know, I know there are people who have weird ideas of what's cool, and they're the only one.
Yeah.
So maybe it's really only me, and everybody else would see the jacket and go, "Wow, that is the weirdest, dorkiest thing."
Yeah.
But That's the only reason it bothers me, because it makes me wonder if my own like frame of reference is off. Like,
well, fuck, I'm sure you work with people that wear mom pants and he's not talking absolutely. Shit about them.
Like, it's hard for me to describe, but like, yeah, they're the most plain people.
Here's all these plain people working, including Brian, and in comes Kyle, the badass.
Yeah,
I think he's jealous.
You know what? You remember the story I told way back about when I worked at 7-Eleven and I had green hair and a woman came in and said, is it St. Patrick's Day already?
Yeah.
And that was like the 80th time I'd heard that. So I just went, ha, 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 and walked away.
Yeah, I remember.
It's kind of like that.
Okay,
Brian saying, you look like the guy from Greece. It's kind of like that woman seeing my green hair. And the only thing she could think is like, green St. Patrick's Day. Is it St. Patrick's Day already? I'm the cleverest person in the world. It's kind of the same thing. Hey, you do that for MSU? Because Michigan State University, their colors are green and white. So since I live in a place where people know what that is, I must have done it for Michigan State University. It's the only possible reason they could fathom that I would dye my hair a color.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, green hair. Did you lose a bet? Shut the fuck up, stupid pieces of shit. Grow an imagination, you goddamn idiots.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Like, it's the same kind of people who are like, I'm a man, I can't wear pink. Like, it's fine. If you don't want to wear pink because you don't like it, that's fine. But I'm a man, so I can't wear pink. Fucking grow a pair of balls, you stupid pricks.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, green hair. Oh, shit, I'd beat my son if he did that. With you.
Oh, no.
Good God. And I got shit like that. Like a grumpy old man coming in buying like Steel Reserve, you know, like a 24 ounce can of Steel Reserve. Did you do that for state?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I just like it.
Yeah.
Man, I'd disown my kid if he did that.
Oh, man.
Okay, is this going to be it for you? Like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Can I ring you up so you can go drink yourself to death?
Yes. Speed that along a little bit.
Man. Yeah. So.
I get that with the earrings. Like,
why would you do that? Yeah.
Like, I've seen people on the television from Africa.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yes, I did it because I love Africa. I love it.
I did it for Africa.
For my brothers.
I could see, like...
People have to be so clever.
I understand that the earrings you've got, they're unusual.
Yeah.
So they're going to attract a little bit of attention because they're unusual.
I get that.
But it's not like, why would you do... Like, I would understand the question, why would you do that if it was like... You had those lip trays, like those lip dishes that the weird African tribes did.
What that's functionality
like,
does
that's
that,
like in your way.
Yeah.
You know, that fucks up what's going on.
Yes.
Or like if you intentionally had a finger removed, you know, I would understand the question, why would you do that? But all you did took something that shit tons of people do, which is pierce their ears.
Shit tons, yeah.
And you just stretched it out a little bit. You just modified it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it blows their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And like all I did was change the color of my hair. Yeah. It affects nothing.
How did you do that?
Not how. Why?
It's hair dye.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was fucking bored.
I like it.
I can't process this.
I can't process why you would like that. Because I don't like it. Yeah, basically.
And why don't you like it? Like, it's not like an aesthetic. Like, it's not like they look at it and they don't like the way it looks. It's like they don't like it because that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. Just like that, but in a,
that's not supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, kind of.
Oh, that, my world's been turned upside down. That's the thought process that goes through.
Yeah. It's really strange. I hate people.
Everybody has to be clever. That's older. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, you watch two older men converse, and each one has this clever comeback, and it goes back and forth. And I'll get in the crossfire. Like, one of them is a greeter at where I work, and I'll be heading out the door, and he's like, "Have a good night." And I'm like, "No, I'm just going on. You know, I'll be back." And he's like, "Thanks for the warning."
Like, fuck off. Thanks for the warning.
Jolly old.
We joke. You know, we have a good time.
So clever.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to be clever. You remember the movie, but in Back to the Future, everybody, Marty McFly's wearing that vest and everybody sees it and goes,
that's a good example.
What are you, a sailor? Or whatever, you on shore leave? Everybody's got to be, that's like clever old man jokes. Yep. Like an old man would see that and go,
well, are you on shore leave?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Is there going to be a flood?
Choke yourself. Just hang yourself.
Yeah.
You're worthless.
Yeah.
You know rocker Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee of Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the latest news story involving him?
I have not.
Involving him and SeaWorld?
What?
Yep. I knew that was going to...
Okay. No, I have not.
Tommy Lee, did you know that Pamela Anderson is pretty into PETA?
Yeah, I did know.
Well, apparently Tommy Lee kind of is too.
Really?
And Tommy Lee wrote a note to the president of SeaWorld. He wrote them a letter. And the letter says, after learning about the bizarre way you breed killer whales, my friends at PETA and I are stumped about SeaWorld's announcement that no people will ever again have direct contact with Tilikum, which is the name of a whale, and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Tilikum, the orca who has killed three people, including his trainer this year. Do you remember kind of hearing about that?
Yeah,
the killer whale that just kept killing people. What a surprise. Anyway, so... PETA and I are stumped about SeaWorld's announcement that no people will ever again have direct contact with Tilikum, the orca who has killed three people, including his trainer this year. That right there is such a bizarre sentence.
Yeah.
We're totally fucking confused about why you would separate this thing that keeps killing people from people who are potentially, they can be killed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Weird. Anyway, it keeps going. He says, we understand that you refuse to release this frustrated whale because he is your chief sperm bank. And we know from SeaWorld's own director of safety, as well as videos on the web, that the way you get his sperm is by having someone get into the pool and masturbate him with a cow's vagina filled with hot water.
What?
Even during my wildest days with Motley Crue, I never could have imagined something so sick and twisted. Simply put, how can SeaWorld claim that trainers no longer have direct contact with this whale when they are jacking him off? That is about as direct as it gets. I hope it doesn't take another tragic death for SeaWorld to realize it shouldn't frustrate these smart animals by keeping them in tanks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so I guess... first impressions? Thoughts on that?
My first impression, I thought it was funny that Tommy Lee is like leaning towards the PETA thing, because you could Google image search him and he's wearing fucking fur coats and shit. He's kind of a pimp rocker, you know?
Maybe, like maybe it's faux fur,
possibly. But aside from that, why do they give a shit?
This is a particularly strange issue.
He doesn't know anything about what's going on behind their doors.
What is his point?
Like, that too.
We want you to stop jacking the whale off? or we want you to stop having people not come in contact with the whale? Or
here's what I get. I would like... I'm Tommy Lee. I would like for SeaWorld to... you know, start petting the killer whale that's killing people. You know, start touching it because nobody's paying attention to it except for jacking off. And that's not fair.
Don't jack it off. You would think Tommy Lee...
He wants a hug.
Tommy Lee being someone who has made a sex tape and who's kind of known for his, like, crazy rocker shit.
You know, his crazy,
wild, good times. You would think that he, of all people, would understand... that being jacked off is kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's not really a stop jacking that whale off. He doesn't like it. He probably does.
Yeah, probably does.
He probably digs it. But what's even funnier about this is apparently he made the whole we know you jacked them off with a cow's vagina filled with hot water, which initially, like, how does that work?
Yeah.
I have a cow's vagina filled with hot water and I'm jacking a whale off with it.
Where do you get a cow's vagina?
Is it like dead flesh?
What
is this?
What butcher is separating the vagina specifically? Like, let me just carve out. Like, they've got like a giant melon baller that they carve the vagina out with. And then they like set that aside gently and they pack it on ice and send it to SeaWorld.
Gently.
Where, like, can you buy cow vaginas wholesale?
Man.
Anyway, once you've got the cow vagina, you fill it with hot water. In what way do you fill? Like, does it have hollow walls so you can like fill the walls with hot water? But still, because if you fill it with hot water and then you put the whale's D in there, then all the hot water is displaced and there is no longer hot water in
exactly.
it. Exactly. So are there like walls that are hollow that you can fill with hot water? So the whole thing is warmed up.
And plug?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, on top of all of that, apparently they don't do that.
Really?
He made
that up.
Just made that up. I mean, somebody else probably made it up and he heard it from somewhere, but they don't do that.
If that was brought up, really?
They
do. Oh, man, not cool.
They do harvest sperm from the whale, but they don't jack it off with a cow vagina. In fact, let me see.
Oh, man.
Fred Jacobs, vice president of communications for SeaWorld, said that 25 of the 27 orca calves born at the theme park were conceived naturally, and the process of collecting semen for the two calves born through artificial insemination is similar to that used in breeding livestock or programs at zoos, which don't involve masturbating with a cow vagina. Lee contends that semen is collected from Tillicum using a cow's vagina filled with hot water. This is beyond ridiculous, or beyond ludicrous. Whatever his views on SeaWorld, Mr. Lee would be wise to spend more time checking his facts.
It's so out there.
So Tommy Lee's sitting around one day and he's like, it's like somebody tells him like this kind of, like I heard from somebody who heard story about this killer whale that's getting jacked off with cow vaginas. And it happened to kill some people. And he's like, all right, this is the one issue I'm going to fucking take a stand on and write a letter. All right, you know that killer whale that keeps killing people? Stop jacking it off. What?
It's almost like a joke, man. Like he's just fucking around for
maybe
attention,
he was.
Maybe.
If he was.
But he is a little fucked in the head. So I can see this being legit.
If he was, then good for him. I mean, it was pretty funny. I dug it.
He's a little fucked in the head.
But of course he is. I don't know.
Oh, man. I love it, though. He's going out and telling his friends, did you hear? Hear about what?
But,
oh, man.
They keep jacking this whale off.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
Cool. Not cool.
Well, speaking of things I don't fully understand, there's this radio campaign I keep hearing. And it's they tell you to go to greaterthan.org. Have you heard this?
No.
I like the way it starts.
Oh, man.
It's a series of ads, and most of them start the same way.
Okay.
And
look right at his A.
His shirt.
Like that. Did you hear that?
Okay. Yeah.
Look right at his A.
His shirt.
We're greater than AIDS. I want to like isolate that sound clip and like put that at the end of one of our promos or something. I just had a terrible thought.
Careless across.
Oh, I fucked it up. I just had a terrible thought.
We're greater than AIDS.
We're greater than AIDS.
Oh, man.
But what this is greaterthan.org and all these ads that I've been hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
It's about AIDS awareness and like getting tested and stuff.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's 100% directed at black people.
Really?
Yeah. Like only for black people. Like all these people in these ads are black people. Lots of rapping and stuff. Everybody on the website is black.
That's great.
And let me see. Here's one.
Let me see. Things we're not afraid to talk about in the African-American community. Housing. Unemployment. H1N1.
H1N1?
Who the fuck? Yeah, really.
We as black people gotta stop and have a conversation about the swine flu. What? Is that okay?
So riddle me this. Why are we afraid to talk about AIDS?
Are we? I mean, not we, because I'm not black, but are black people afraid to talk about AIDS? Like, if you come up to a black person and go, you know, listen, AIDS is a big deal, they go, they put their fingers in their ears and go, la, 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 I can't hear you.
Oh, fuck this.
Black people won't talk about AIDS. I don't want to hear about AIDS. I might get it.
Yeah.
Where's hurting brothers and sisters. So why don't we talk about it?
See,
hey,
that's it.
It's hurting brothers and sisters.
And, you know, the African-American community.
H1N1. Cancer. So riddle me this. Why are we afraid to talk about AIDS? It's hurting brothers and sisters. So why don't we talk about it? Hey, you over there. You have an answer? Does anyone have an answer? Talking is greater than silence. And we are on it at greaterthanaids.org.
Yeah, so
I love how they're targeting the black community.
I find this funny for lots of reasons. Like, yeah. One, they're targeting the black community.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the statistics, you know, maybe more black people have AIDS. That's entirely possible.
Well,
so
they don't have standards and they're fucking more
out of control. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. But
so that's funny to begin with.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Black people specifically need to fucking start talking about AIDS.
Yeah.
Secondly, just greater than, we're greater than AIDS is a hilarious thing to yell.
Like, it is.
We're greater than AIDS.
Yeah.
It's just a great thing, like a battle cry. A fucking awesome thing to yell. Partially because you could take that like two ways.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was actually talking to Dave about this last week before the show.
Yeah.
And I've never brought it up on the show, but you could take it in two ways. Greater than meaning, and I think this is what they mean, greater than meaning more powerful than, bigger than.
Yeah.
In which case they're wrong. You're not greater than AIDS. AIDS fucking kills everybody.
Yeah.
And or you could take it as like better, like awesomer than, like we're cooler than AIDS.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like it makes it sound like AIDS is pretty great.
Yeah.
AIDS is pretty great, but we are greater.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The whole thing and all these ads, like, they feature black people, so you would think there were black people involved in planning them.
Yeah.
But they sound to me like, you know, what happens when a white guy, an old white guy, says we need to target the African-American community.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shit happens.
Listen, we are strong, loving, caring, powerful black women. Yes, we are. We are Oprah-fied and love.
Oprah-fied. We are Oprah-fied. And this reminds me of, did we ever talk about the 365 Black or whatever it was?
No.
McDonald's Black website?
No.
McDonald's had.
What?
Might still have a website that's just for black people.
Okay.
365black.com, I think. Yeah, 365black.com. And this is a McDonald's website, but it's just for black people.
What the fuck?
What is 365 Black? That's one of their links. At McDonald's, we believe that African-American culture and achievement should be celebrated 365 days a year, not just during Black History Month.
Word.
That's the idea behind 365black.com. It's a place where you can learn more about education, employment, career advancement, and entrepreneurship opportunities, and meet real people whose lives have been touched by McDonald's.
People whose lives have been touched by McDonald's.
That's a fucking insult.
That's so disrespectful.
Plus, you can also have a chance to win exciting once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. So make sure you visit often. You just might get inspired by 365black.com.
Oh, man.
So anyway, McDonald's, like, that AIDS campaign reminds me of this. Like, they're trying to do a good thing, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's, like, really misguided.
Sean Trail really made it. He's working at McDonald's.
No shit.
Ads. There are. Oh, breakfast is back. Watching these TV commercials may cause sudden cravings, hunger, and an overwhelming desire to eat at McDonald's. Click on an image to watch the commercial. Now, these are just McDonald's commercials. Why is that on 365 Black?
Unrelated.
Opportunities. McDonald's, the brand of opportunity.
We all know and love McDonald's. That's where we get some of our favorite foods, like hamburgers, premium chicken, McGriddles, and, of course, the fries. But we'd like to give you a deeper look into our corporation to see all of the business opportunities going on under the arches.
Our corporate diversity goals help build skills for professional development, allowing employees to achieve high levels of success within our company.
Really? They just showed a bunch of pictures. Everybody in this so far is like wearing business attire, you know, business suits. And they're showing pictures, like they're sliding into view, pictures of people in business attire. Like they look like they work in offices, but they're apparently all McDonald's employees. Off.
At McDonald's, we know that education is the key to success. That's why Ronald McDonald House Charities and many of our individual franchisees provide college scholarships. We also proudly support programs such as the United Negro College Fund and the Thurgood Marshall College Fund.
The entrepreneurial spirit.
I love the United Negro College Fund because it's so old that it still has Negro in the name. I love that. The United Negro College Fund. It's the only time you're allowed to say that anymore. Oh, yeah. I don't know. McDonald's is ridiculous. That we provide all these opportunities.
That reminds me of the... Did you ever see this Dave Chappelle's spoof on that? Oh, man. The one friend's making it good. You know, he's working at McDonald's. He's, you know, getting out of the gangs and out of the streets. Yeah. And they just end up kicking his ass and robbing him.
Yeah.
Can't get away.
Finally making something to myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I am kind of, we've just sort of jumped from thing to thing to thing here, and I'm a little disoriented now. I think I kind of want to take a little break real quick.
Sounds good.
All right, break.
Back, everybody.
Yay!
I just wanted to jump into this because everybody I know has been participating in this bullshit Facebook thing. It's this latest thing, and I'm sure everybody knows about it. It's this thing going around where you change your profile pic, and I think it's over, but you change your profile pic to your favorite cartoon to fight child abuse.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I didn't realize what people were doing at first. I just knew.
Same here.
I kept seeing cartoon characters.
More and more.
And I didn't know why.
I was out of the loop. Yeah, I didn't know.
And then I figured out, I forget if somebody said it or whatever, that it was to fight child abuse. And I have yet to puzzle together how.
I only know that because I caught one of the post that was like forwarded, you know, over and over.
Yeah.
From like the root poster.
If you're
like,
not into child abuse, yes. Change your profile picture.
We can do this. Yeah. And it's ridiculous because we talked about like, how is that going to fight or change anything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, okay. The best I can come up with, the best I like giving them way more credit than they deserve.
All right, yeah.
The best I could come up with is that it raises awareness of the issue. Okay. However, first of all, child abuse is not an issue that really needs awareness raised about it.
Yeah.
Like being aware that child abuse happens isn't really going to help anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like I know that child abuse sometimes happens, so now kids won't get abused. Like if you're a child abuser, being aware that it happens
that's the best,
yeah. isn't going to change anything. You were already aware. And if you're not, then being aware that it happens, I guess if you were completely unaware that it happens, then being made aware might make you call Child Protective Services when you realize that this kid has bruises under their shirt all the time because their dad's beating the shit out of them. But everybody knows that child abuse exists, and just changing your profile picture to a cartoon character doesn't say anything about child abuse.
Yeah.
So it's really not raising awareness.
Yeah. My favorite thing when I first found out about this was I was picturing a guy that beats his kid, and he has a Facebook, and he sees this going on, and he's like, damn, this is pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo again.
Everybody but me has changed their profile pic. Oh.
It's like me.
All right, I'm going to stop beating my kid.
It's like me when all my friends started to drink and I was like the only one left who was like anti-drinking. Like,
yeah,
dude, we all used to be into beating kids and now.
You haven't changed your profile pic to your favorite beer, Kyle.
Ugh.
I don't have one.
But it's so weird. Like, It's the same kind of garbage. Like, there, this shit happens all the time. Like, the wear everybody wear purple day.
Yeah,
The silence thing.
Yeah. Which is yet to happen, yeah.
Or ribbons that, like, you get those magnets that look like ribbons or actual ribbons for all kinds of things in different colors.
Put them on your car.
Or the little wristbands. And all those are for is raising awareness. People are so into raising awareness because it means they don't actually have to do anything. Yeah. It means that, like, they can seem to be charitable and like, they give a shit about issues without ever actually having to do anything.
Exactly.
Like, breast cancer ribbon. Because I didn't know there was breast cancer?
Yeah.
Who is that for? Who are you educating with the breast cancer ribbon?
Spreading awareness.
Whoa, shit, I'd heard about prostate cancer, but breasts can get it too? Who are you raising awareness for?
And Amish.
How does raising awareness really help?
It doesn't.
Like, the only thing I can think of is that if more people are more aware, then women will be more likely to get breast exams and find it earlier.
Possibly.
But they all know.
And
they probably knew before the pink ribbons. And the ribbons are always just so stupid. Plus, a lot of times it's color-coded.
Yeah.
Like, here's a pink ribbon. I don't know what that means. If I'm not aware of breast cancer to begin with, if I'm somebody who needs to be told about breast cancer, I don't know what a pink ribbon means.
It's like a fucking hipster scheme. Yeah.
It's complete bullshit.
You don't know?
Yeah. It's just to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And proud. Yes.
What I think is even weirder is what is it? Gay pride. Like, you know those rainbow stripes?
Yeah, yeah.
That people, like, put on their cars and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm gay and proud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So?
So what? Yeah.
Now what?
No.
Yeah. Now what?
Okay. Now that does one thing. Makes you easier to find for gay bashers. Like, that's the only...
That's true.
That's the only function that serves.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who doesn't give a shit still doesn't give a shit. And everybody who does give a shit can find you now.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Silly.
Like, you might as well just wear a t-shirt that says, hey, I sin, like, a lot.
Hey, I'm white. So what, man?
It's just strange. I guess the whole concept of, like, bumper stickers is strange.
Yeah. Like even the like promoting your own band or your own band, bands you like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And if somebody did, they'd be like, what? What would they do? Honk.
Hey, I love that band, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Honk if you love the Doobie Brothers.
Meep, 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 meep.
Yeah, me too, bro.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, I gotta let people know that I dig the Stones.
Yeah.
And I gotta let people know that my daughter's an honor student.
Yeah. All these bands I like, I've got all these bumper stickers on my car. So people behind me really know what kind of person I am. And then I'm cool.
I sort of understand.
So don't ride
me. I sort of understand it with the religious bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Because religious people feel like they need to spread the word.
Yeah.
But man, if you converted because of a bumper sticker, you are the worst kind of moron.
Yeah.
You've got scrambled eggs for brains.
Oh man.
But the whole Facebook thing really disappointed me. My friends, I don't know if they just did it because it's fun and I really want to look into what my favorite cartoon was, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to show people that because, like, they'd give a shit, I don't know. Or it's like, don't you get this is fucking retarded?
Facebook is good for making me disappointed in my friends. There are people that I think I like.
Yeah.
Who will post things like, you know, if I tagged you in this, then you have to repost it with your own information and then tag other people. And
that bullshit, yeah.
Who likes that? But apparently these people do. Like, I thought everybody thinks that's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always kind of wondered, you know, you go on YouTube and it's like, if you don't post this 3 more times, you won't get kissed by your crush.
Yeah.
Who's doing this? people, I guess. Yeah. I would have guessed it was like 11-year-old girls that were doing that, but no, it's like the 20-something people that I hang out with.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Weird.
And what's weird is like days later, it was just recently. I don't know how long this has been going on because I haven't been in the loop. But Aldi read something, and I don't know if it's bullshit, but she said, oh, you know about that Facebook thing with the cartoon characters? Mm-hmm. I read that a pedophile started that. they found out this, the Huffington Post, I don't know.
How would you find that out?
Yeah, like, there's no way.
First, you'd have to find out who started it, which would be hard enough.
It would.
But then you find out who started it. And what did he have, like, pedophile listed in his, like, pedophilia listed in his interest? Yeah. Like, little kids' genitals.
Somebody that likes to fuck fruit, like, started this.
Started it, and unless they have, like, pedophile
listed in their profile,
it would have to occur to you to check and see if they have a criminal record. And why would that occur to you?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Jesus. And, yeah, I guess, If you had a profile pic and you were a pedophile and your profile pic was a cartoon, you could add little girls or little boys and they wouldn't think, oh, it's an old guy adding me. It's just some random person. So it makes it easier, I guess. That's what Ollie was telling me.
It's Pikachu. Pikachu wants to be my friend. I guess his real name is Roger. Roger's a pedophile name. I hope we don't have any Rogers listening. I knew a Roger. I worked with a Roger at 7-Eleven. I don't know if he was a pedophile, but he had like the weird kind of pedophile fashion sense. Like he had this hair that was not quite a mullet, but like sort of long, but only really in the back. But not quite a mullet, but kind of weird and feathery.
Like he's a little disconnected with the world. Yeah.
Like pedophiles, he had a mustache, of course, which is almost a requirement. And he had those like weird brown kind of 70s glasses.
No, he did.
Pedophiles kind of have like a 70s sort of vibe.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like kind of a 70s bland nerd kind of vibe.
Yeah. One guy was a pedophile with those glasses, and now all of them have to be like, you know.
They're patterning themselves. They're like, they don't even know they're doing it, but they're like, pedophiles have to do this, so.
Man, I need a pair of glasses.
Maybe it's I was talking about the gay accent.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Maybe it's like a way for them to identify each other. Yeah. Maybe this is, do you remember way back we talked about like, how do these people find each other in terms of like, you know, pedophiles and murderers and stuff who do it in groups?
Oh, yeah.
How do they find each other? Well, now we know. It's the glasses and the weird hair and the mustaches. They do that on purpose so they can find each other.
We'll have to try that out. We'll buy a pair of those and go out in public. And if we see a fellow creep,
I'll grow my hair back out, but not long, like cut it real weird. And grow a mustache, just a mustache.
We'll like glance over at him. He'll give us the nod.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
It is real. Oh, man.
But yeah, what a load of garbage. Man.
I forgot what we were even talking about because I got thinking about that Roger guy I used to work with. That guy was the guy, I think we told the story on here a long time ago. The time you and me and your brother were all wandering around in the middle of the night with ski masks on.
Oh, yeah.
And we went into the 7-Eleven I worked at. It was that guy, the guy that was behind the counter.
I see. Okay.
And he like kind of freaked out because he thought we were robbers.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah, the fucking Facebook thing. There was also a while back, everybody was doing this lookalikes thing.
Yeah.
That you change your profile picture to a celebrity lookalike.
Yeah, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't participate in that. It's retarded.
I'm surprised by how many people think they look like celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, if I tried to do that, I wouldn't know what to put. Does everybody but me think they have a celebrity lookalike?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, I've never been told you really look like that. Well, I guess when I had the big beard, I had been told I looked like Zach Galifianakis, but only because I had longish hair and a big beard. It had nothing to do with what I looked like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. What else? Oh, man. Oh, the events people put up. What's an example? Like a ridiculous event. It's not an event. It's just...
when they put up events that aren't events that you can't go to, but everybody says they're attending.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
Like, Zebras Are Awesome Day.
Yeah.
And then, like, you invite everybody you know.
Yep.
Even though you know people who don't live anywhere near you, spread out throughout the planet, and they're all saying they're attending because it's not a real event. Like, you might have put the location is... wherever. Zebras Are Awesome Day. Oh, I'm attending that shit. Which, yeah, what they really mean is like.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there is a function for on Facebook. Exactly. So you could have just posted Zebras Are Awesome as your status and people could like it and it's the same thing.
Use your fucking brain. Yeah, it's not that hard.
And it's just a weird thing to do in the first place.
Yeah, Jesus.
Zebras are awesome. I just had to tell you and find out if you agree.
Yeah.
Zebras are awesome. If you agree, you will repost this to your own account.
All kinds of shit, yeah. I don't get why people participate. And I can picture people going, I'm just having a good time. You know, Facebook is so lame.
Yeah.
But everybody I talk to, they're sick of the people that update about what they're cooking and how much homework they have. Everybody hates that shit, yet they participate in this bullshit with the cartoon face.
I barely update at all because I really, most of the time, don't feel like I have anything that interesting to say.
Yeah.
But the things like, I'm cooking this tonight, doesn't, I don't know, doesn't necessarily bother me that much. What bothers me is the cryptic bullshit.
Yeah.
And the, like, sad bullshit.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
that's, yeah.
I don't even know how to feel right now. Apparently you feel like posting on this on Facebook so that people will ask you.
Yeah.
Don't know how to feel about what?
Oh, yeah, the and general then, statements. You don't even know what's going on. Yeah, it's like...
I just don't know how to feel right now. Don't know how to feel about what? Yeah. Never mind, I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, you do!
You post.
Yes, you do!
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up.
Don't act like I'm being nosy. You just posted that to the internet.
Yeah, goddamn.
Don't make me drag it out of you. And they do. They make you pull it out of them like you're pulling teeth. But that is what they want. They want you to be interested.
Poor me, yeah.
And I, you know, if you happen to be the, if you happen to get sucked in and say, you don't know how to feel about what? And then they say, oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Then say, good, because I didn't want to fucking, like, don't feed that shit.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
My ideal Facebook is, you know, I sign in and I check my shit. And basically what I'm looking for is I want to be humored, you know, something funny, something interesting. But no, I don't really give a shit about what you're cooking, or people will post, you know, I'm sick.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and I can't get out of bed and I'm miserable. And it brings my day down.
Doesn't bother me because that's informative. Not that you, most of the time need to know.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, if it's a friend of yours, oh, they're sick. Maybe I won't ask them if they want to hang out today.
Okay. I mean, I could see that.
It could, you know.
Yeah.
It's relevant in a way to you. It's more relevant than had some waffles, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. I have this friend who makes dinner. He eats every night. Yeah.
But, what?
He makes this weird dish every night and takes a photo of it and posts it on Facebook.
So is it a different weird dish every night?
Every night.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he makes a weird dish. He makes it every night and takes a picture of it every night. So he's got like an album on his Facebook that's just tons of pictures of like peanut butter lasagna.
No. It's just different things, like unusual, obscure dishes that he made. And he takes a photo and he uploads it to some website and posts the link. Like, we give a fuck.
Is he like an aspiring chef?
No. And nobody comments on his shit. I wonder why. And he's got many friends as I do.
Are they weird? Like,
is it
my wacky meal of the day?
No. They're not that weird.
Oh, it's just like, this is what I had for dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can't even give an example. It's just, I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, just where to begin? I've wanted to rant about this for a long time. But everybody's on the same page, I'm sure, that I know.
About?
That's listening. About the Facebook things that bug them.
Oh.
Like, I don't care. Don't care. And you feel like you've wasted your time just logging in because you don't give a shit about some of the things people post. Oh.
I get annoyed when I get invited to things.
Yeah.
Not events, but like, I get invited to Farmville or Mafia Wars or other weird things like that. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to invite me. But they do.
Yeah.
They know it's annoying. I know that they know it's annoying, but they do it anyway. And I have played some of those things. Most of them I don't like, so I don't play them, but I have tried them.
Yeah. Maybe
you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Jesus. I haven't played them, so I didn't know that. I thought they were just being assholes.
I played a bunch of Bejeweled Blitz. I mentioned that on the show a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that Uno game.
Yeah.
You know, you have played the Uno game.
Oh, yeah.
Killed you don't you can invite people, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Yeah. You can cancel the invite.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I get invited to shit all the time.
Yeah.
I get so angry.
And I get invited by people like, because, you know, there are people on my Facebook who I am close friends with. Like, I'm friends with you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you and I see each other at least once a week.
Yeah.
There are also people on my Facebook that I know, like, through, like, it's a friend of a friend. Or maybe it's somebody I knew in high school, but I haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I know them, but I'm not close.
Yeah.
We don't really talk.
Yeah.
And I'll get invited to shit by those people. Like, why do you even want me to play it? Like, we don't talk not playing that game. Is it like, do you have something you need to tell me? And this is the only way you feel comfortable is like through Farmville?
How does that work? Is it like a mass invite or do you have to pick friends?
I think the way it typically works is there'll be a list of friends and you pick the ones you want to invite.
Oh, man.
And there may be I think there's a select all button. So maybe they're just hitting select all and
like
invite
everybody would care
every time.
God, fuck off.
Do you think I don't know about Farmville?
Jesus.
And if I did, if he only knew, he'd be farming. I don't want to know about Farmville. May be a good game. Lots of people love it. Maybe it's great.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about Farmville. I do not want to get sucked in to playing Farmville.
Yeah.
I do not want to be the guy who's sending invites to other people. Come to my farm and see my chickens.
One big thing that bugs me, when I post something, anything, and I get a comment.
Yeah.
But it's a witty fail. A failed witty comment. Like, I'm so funny. And some comments are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you comment, it's pretty funny.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm probably no, pretty guilty of this.
No. I get other comments. They think they're so fucking hilarious. It just, like, I wanna remove it. Like, this is
it's that bad.
Oh, like, you're making me look bad because I am friends with you.
Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah, man, that bugs me.
I post shit so infrequently that I don't think I really get that.
Really?
Because I just don't get comments that much because I don't post shit that much.
I think I get it from the same people. And it's like I get this image of them. I have no life. I'm on Facebook the whole time.
I think
fuck the rest of the internet.
I think I know what you mean, though. Like the time for your birthday, I posted happy anniversary of the last time you touched your mom's vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl that went to high school with us posted, I forget what the words were, but essentially it was like, oh my goodness, too much information, more or less.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, a lame girl thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, that's not funny. That hasn't been funny since the first time the first person said it. You know, it was probably funny then.
Yeah.
Now, too much information is no longer a funny thing to say, especially when you abbreviate to like TMI.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's not funny. That's like, that would be a joke on Moesha. That's not funny.
Yeah. But that's all I have to say about Facebook. I didn't mean to rant, and that's the reason, because I could go on forever. There's just shit that bugs me.
I kind of feel like we need to talk about these riots that are happening in England.
What?
Well, okay. Gavin Almond.
All right. Good man.
I was on the Twitter, you know, I said, hey, what's up, everybody? And he says, my country is going to shit since the conservative Tory party got in. Education cuts, price hikes, apocalyptic snow. Sup with that? I assume the apocalyptic snow was thrown in there as, you know, haha, that's funny.
Okay.
And that, but I don't know anything about English politics, so it's possible that it's somehow actually related. Then he posted again, and this time he posted a URL, a link.
Okay.
And he says, mass riots and protests up and down the country. Why do they do shit that clearly nobody wants? And I sort of heard about this. It's something to do with, like, tuition for people is tripling.
Ooh.
And, you know, who the fuck can pay for that?
Yeah.
And I don't know the details, but, like, you know, the U.S. economy is kind of not in the best position right now. And from what I heard, it's not really, they're not really doing that great over there either.
Yeah.
So, you know, the economy is down and now we're going to triple everyone's tuition. So that's kind of what I've gotten from it so far. Yeah. There's a video at the link that he posted. So I'm going to play that and see if that illuminates the situation for
us
at all.
Sounds good.
Injured. At the last count, 9 people have been arrested. Inside the Commons, MPs voted to increase tuition fees by a majority of just 21. This after 3 of them resigned from the government and a number of Tory and Lib Dem backbenchers rebelled. Our chief correspondent, Alex Thompson.
Lib Dem backbenchers?
Don't look at me, man.
I don't know what that means. Sounds like an...
Only in the UK.
Sounds like an insult. You Lib Dem backbencher.
Oh, no, he did.
I assume Lib Dem means liberal democratic, maybe?
Yeah.
But backbencher, I don't know what that means.
British slang.
I'm going to play some more of this, but if it stays this British... I might have to just give up on it and just go to the article.
Thompson is down at the protest. Alex, what's happening?
Well, the mood of this demonstration quite different from the other 2 recent protests in this city, and I've seen them all. It's quite clear that hundreds, if not thousands, were here intent on having a fight with the police, frankly, and the police were there in extraordinary numbers to confront that and at times give out as good as they got. What's happening behind me is you can see the Treasury building in the background. In the last half hour, they've been smashing windows there. Riot squads moving in now to try and deal with that and push the protesters back.
So let's start with the details of the vote tonight. And after a heated 5-hour debate, the policy on tuition fees has now passed its crucial first hurdle. That vote saw the largest rebellion the coalition has faced. 323 MPs voted for the government, 302 against, a majority of only 21, a quarter of its normal size. But let's look at the pressure that the coalition has come under. A total of 26 Lib Dems rebelled.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. So basically,
yes,
there was a vote to triple university tuition fees.
Yeah.
And it passed, and people were pissed. And fucking rightly so. I don't know what it's like over there. Maybe being like government run, these like being government regulated or whatever, these university tuition fees, maybe they're not as bad over there. I don't know. But over here, university tuition fees are insane.
Yeah.
People spend decades paying off student loans because they couldn't pay the tuition fees on their own in the first place. So to triple them, I mean, they can't be that cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
But they're breaking shit. It's gotta be bad.
Yeah, it's gotta be bad.
You know, British folk, they tend to be very polite.
I don't know. There's soccer hooligans.
That's true, yeah.
I guess soccer and universities are the 2 things they get really upset about. And then they'll just break shit. Yeah, so people are freaking the fuck out. I do think riots are kind of retarded.
Yeah.
Like, just in general. Like, I find it kind of scary and also kind of indicative of how stupid people are in general that riots can even happen.
Kind of goes back to the Facebook thing, yeah.
People are stupid. Like, people in general are stupid.
Yeah. They're so angry. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen because you're pissed off and breaking shit, burning shit?
At least break the right shit. Like, I don't know what they were breaking, but if you're going to riot and break shit, go to a government building that is somehow relevant to the issue.
Yeah.
And break that shit. I mean, it's still not a good idea.
Yeah, what's going
to... But if you're going to, at least, because if you're just breaking shit, like if you're just running through the streets breaking shit, then you just look insane.
Yeah.
Like you're just an animal. I'm so mad. I don't know what to do except lash out at everything around me. Riots are stupid.
I think regardless of what they break, I think they're insane because what will happen? Nobody's going to change anything. Nobody's going to change their, the riots aren't going to overrule the vote.
No way. They could.
Has it ever?
They could.
Does it change anyone's mind? Never.
People
just get arrested and do stupid shit. And
I mostly agree with you. But if enough people rioted and rioted in the right way,
yeah,
it could make people go, shit, we don't need this.
Yeah.
Fuck. I changed my mind. Yeah. I mean, it could. It's not going to.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that most of the time rioting isn't going to do anything except get you tear gassed and arrested.
Exactly.
It's just so crazy. Mob mentality is so crazy. But I understand the anger. I understand I kind of don't understand the protesting because protests are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Because protests do nothing.
Me, I would just sit at home and be pissed off.
Protests just waste your time.
Yeah.
That's all they do. Like they're... It's just like everything else with the raising awareness. Like you think a politician is going to walk by you with your sign and go... Shit, that's very cleverly worded. I never thought of it that way.
Exactly.
And no war for oil?
I'd never thought about it that way.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Pull the troops back from Iraq. Okay.
Never happened.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, first of all, this is kind of a political thing.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about our politics. I certainly don't give a shit about yours. And it's, you know,
it just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks. Balls. Yeah.
The rioting part, I guess, is what I'm more interested in than the reason for the riot.
Yeah.
And mob mentality, supposedly, theoretically, it's like kind of a thing that could happen to any of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a human quality. I can't imagine. I think a lot of it has to do with how stupid the majority of people are.
Yeah.
Cause I can't imagine, like, I'm outside with a group,
mm-hmm.
we're all pissed. I agree to that extent. You know, I agree with all of you.
Yeah.
I'm also pissed.
Yeah.
This sucks. And then I see somebody like smash out a car window.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, me too. I can't imagine making that leap.
Yeah.
You know?
If I were to channel my anger... I guess I'd beat the shit, like, let's get a mob together and find the guy that, you know,
that's what I was
responsible.
Saying.
It won't change anything, but at least I'll feel better.
That's what I was saying when I meant, you know, when I said smash the right shit. If you're
going to
break shit, break the right shit. Don't just break everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you're wandering through the streets smashing cars, for example, then you might be smashing like the guy next to you's car. Yeah. You know, you don't fucking know.
He works hard for that shit.
You're just breaking shit.
Yeah.
I don't even remember now. You know, do you remember the riots in California? Do you remember like hearing about them?
Vaguely, yeah.
Do you even remember what that was about?
No.
I don't even remember. All I remember is there were black people stealing televisions.
Every time a riot comes about, you know, I don't care because it's stupid.
It was just black people stealing television. That's all that's on television.
Fucking black people are going crazy stealing shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Black people love televisions. Black people do love televisions. I mean, Katrina, there are people like stealing flat screen TVs when their house is like buried.
Yeah.
I guess you could use it as a raft.
Yeah. It's so sad. We live in a black neighborhood, I guess.
Yeah, they love televisions.
You
wouldn't have been here. You don't live in this building, but there was a note downstairs
by
the mailbox about somebody's television being stolen.
Yeah.
Black people love televisions.
Oh, yeah.
They'd love to steal
them. That was a great note. What was that? He left his door unlocked like twice, and twice shit got stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to say like, what the fuck was it? It was so ridiculous. Like, if you're the guy, please come forward because, man, I'm really sad. I don't know. It was so stupid.
Yeah. So
anyway,
black people steal.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, I guess, with riots and shit.
You were going to say, when it comes down to it, I guess, black people steal.
No, we just don't give a shit. It's predictable. People are retarded.
Yeah. I'm sorry that tuition fees are going up, and I'm sorry that you have as many stupid people in your country as we do here.
Yeah. I firmly believe there is nothing you could do unless everybody fucking went apeshit.
Well, that's what it would have to be like.
Everybody.
It would have to be either like a a fucking rebellion in the form of like, now we're taking over the country.
Yes, exactly.
Or,
yes.
Or it would have to be just such a massive thing
yeah.
that it's, that it makes more sense to repeal it to stop the riots yeah. Than to, like, the riots would have to keep going.
Oh yeah.
And they'd have to keep going for like months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they'd be like, okay, this isn't going to stop. There's no end in sight.
Yeah.
But,
and that's not realistic. So basically, there's no way of changing
right.
any yeah. of this.
Everybody's,
period.
Everybody's going to give in sooner or later.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have something else to do other than rioting. Like yeah. the first time, it might feel good.
Yeah.
But then the next day, like, I just smashed this. We're running out of windows. And God, there's a TV show on tonight. Like, my show's on tonight.
Yeah.
I got other shit to do. I took the day off from work yesterday, but I really can't afford to keep doing that.
I got to go to work.
Yeah, I got to go to work today. You know,
yeah.
shit, life's going to happen and you're not going to be able to keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
plus, I don't think it's that planned out to begin with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're coming close to the end of the show here.
Okay. Okay.
There was one other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit. Not too much because it'll bore the shit out of people if I get too in depth.
Okay.
But...
watch it, Kyle. All right.
I've been teaching myself to program.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. You know how I was talking a few episodes ago or two episodes ago or whatever about how I really want to make video games.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that was like my new thing. I want to make video games.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't think I was going to be able to do it because I thought, oh, by the time I even get anywhere near being able to do it, I won't want to anymore. I want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so far, I'm still on that track. I bought a couple of books.
Mm-hmm.
About, I want to make games in Flash because it's, you can actually like program. It's a real, it has a real programming language. The language is called ActionScript, but it's also, you know, kind of graphic based. It's meant to be like a design and animation software. So it's a little bit easier than trying to program in, say, C or some other kind of
yeah.
programming language that's meant to program
yeah.
programs. Plus, it's easier. The distribution is easier. You know, you can put them online and people can play them, whether they have a Mac or
very
a PC or whatever. You
universal.
Play it from oh, yeah. wherever. So I wanted to learn to make Flash games. So I bought these books. One's just a basic ActionScript book, just to teach you the language of Flash.
Yeah.
And the other one is a book specifically about making games in Flash. And the games book kind of sucks.
Yeah. Kyle, you were telling me this.
There's some cool stuff in it. And the one kind of useful thing so far that I've taken from it is some information about trigonometry and how to use it.
Really?
To find like angles and distances and things between objects.
The one book geared towards making games on Flash, like this is a book about how to make games on Flash, didn't really teach you.
Well, it goes in, for one thing, it overcomplicates things.
Damn.
And it goes through all kinds of weird, plus the guy who wrote it, I'm pretty sure, have you ever noticed how most Flash games suck ass?
Yes, yes.
I think he makes a lot of those.
Oh, man.
So,
okay,
you know, it's kind of, there are some useful things in it, concepts and stuff, but yeah. there's also a bunch of just garbage that I don't care about. Like there was stuff that'd be useful to know, like here's how to make a match game where, you know, you... like concentration.
Okay.
You know, where yeah. you flip the cards.
Yeah.
It'd be useful to know how to do that, but it's also...
in today's age.
And he overcomplicates it. Like, yeah. I think I could do that. Anyway, the other book was good. The other book steps you through, tells you what the different elements and the syntax of the language
yeah.
is and how to work with it and what the different things are and what they do. And that, I read through most of that book. And I actually started to get the hang of it. And I have been programming a game to make a long story slightly shorter. I have been programming a game, not very far at all. I really don't have much to show for it. But it's coming along. Like it's actually working. Like I've tried to learn to program before in other languages. I've tried to learn ActionScript before, looking at like tutorials online and stuff. And it's never clicked.
It's kind of hard, man.
Like I'll look at the tutorials and I'll put their code in and I'll understand it enough that I can modify parts of it
yeah.
and like I know what I'm changing,
yeah.
but there have always been parts that I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. And that's not,
I don't know what that means. I don't know what
understand.
That does.
You got to know it all. Yeah.
So programming has never clicked with me before, but now it has kind of like, it's all making sense. And like I posted on Twitter the other day that I was learning, I was teaching myself trigonometry,
yeah.
which is something I thought I'd never say. Like, why would I do that? I never took... math has never been my strong suit, and I kind of, I think the last math class I took was Algebra 2 in high school, and only because I had to. Mm-hmm. I never took trigonometry. I didn't know what sine and cosine and tangent meant. I had no idea. I just knew they were buttons on the calculator I never used.
That's basically, how they teach us. Yeah. Pre-calc. I was in pre-calc, and I was going into calculus, but I was like, fuck this, because it's all... They don't teach you. They just show you. Yeah. So. Anyway.
Well, I know what those mean and how to use them now. I was using tangent to find... I was using sine and cosine and tangent to find different sides and angles and things.
Damn.
To...
Nope.
Yeah.
Back up, Kyle. What Kyle didn't mention is that he's figured all this out in like less than a week.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Why?
Because I took a class.
I don't know how insane it is.
With some Flash programming and man, lost. I was lost.
I guess it's impressive compared to what your teacher apparently told you in one of your classes.
Because
you said your teacher said like, I would teach you all about this stuff, but it would take like three semesters.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
And if that's true, then I feel like a genius. But
that's what it felt like. God,
I don't think that's true.
It just didn't click logically. Yeah, but if it's clicking with you, I'm very excited.
It's making sense. And you know, for a long time, I knew of the concept of an array. This is actually kind of embarrassing to me. I knew of the concept of an array.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what it meant. Like, I just couldn't figure it out. I'd read descriptions of what it was, and it didn't make any sense. I finally understand what an array is and what a two-dimensional array is. And it's an array of arrays.
Eureka.
Yeah, it's all starting to make sense. And I've been able to, rather than just copy down shit from tutorials, like how do I make a platform game?
Yeah.
And then I copy the shit down, but substitute my own graphics. Like, I've been making the shit up. Like, I've been...
Wow.
Designing it myself. Like, I want to make this guy jump. How am I going to do that based on the information I know about this programming language?
Yeah.
So I've got a little jumping guy. You can walk back and forth and jump. And I've made a little pause screen with an item menu. It's assuming I finish the game, which I really want to, you will see it eventually.
Yeah. Don't spoil it. Yeah.
But
don't do it.
But it's pretty cool. I got it playing sounds. It's pretty cool.
I don't want to spoil it either, but because I have seen it, I got to tell everybody that it looks pretty fucking cool.
And this this is not the Itch Hat game, the Itch Hat brawler that we talked about.
Yeah, you don't want to jump into that learning. You know?
It's a little experimental game that just is basically allowing me to learn to do various things.
Wise choice, yeah. Stepping stone. And then when you kind of master it all, or not master, but... When you got the feel for it, you can jump into the Itch Hat game.
But I actually feel like I could do this. Like, I've kind of always wanted to make games, but I've always felt like, you know, I need, in order for me to make games, I would need someone else to make them for me.
Yeah.
I'd give them the ideas. I can make the art and maybe the music, but they have to program it all.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out how to do it. It's exciting.
It is. I don't want to dwell on it too long because
I'm done. That's enough.
I wanted to say, like, when it comes to this shit, you could go through years of school training and hope to learn this kind of shit, but just the concept of reading a book and getting it is impossible to me, but you got it.
Yeah,
and
that's a good book.
Just fucking crazy. I'm excited.
Well, it's not like I have mastered the language.
I'm basically calling you a genius,
Kyle. And I still have the hurdle of, I really don't think like a programmer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've been pushing myself to try to streamline my code and try to be as efficient as possible, because I tend, like, when I've tried to learn programming languages before, like when I tried to learn Visual Basic, I would come up with an idea, something I wanted to accomplish, and I would come up with a way to accomplish it, and then I would find out later, talking to somebody who knew what they were doing, that the way that I used to accomplish it was some weird ass backwards roundabout way to do it, because I could, because my brain, it doesn't work like a programmer, so I couldn't come up with the most efficient way to do it.
I hear you.
So I've still got that to struggle with, but so far, you know, considering I'm a complete novice, it's working out,
doing pretty damn good. So stay tuned, listeners.
Yes Itch Hat games on the way.
Yes.
Well, games from me, but not this one is
not necessarily the one we were mentioning. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do want to make that one sometime if this one works out.
Yeah.
So that's it, yeah. That's the end of the show then, I guess.
That should do it.
So, as usual, you can email me at Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or 61-MEAT.
I was going to say.
61-MEAT. 5581.
Yeah,
that's right. 61 I was trying to think if it was just 581, but of course it's 5581. 61 meet 5581, because that wouldn't be enough digits. So now, lost my train of thought. You can check us out in the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum or the Twitter or the Facebook, twitter.com/itchhat and facebook.com/itchhat. Kind of tongue twistery right now.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Delicious.
Yes. Oh, and you can donate.
Yes.
If you want to hear more of that, then you gotta keep us going. You gotta send us the money to fund our tongue exercises.
Yeah.
So we can keep that going.
Yeah.
All right.
That should do it. Yes.
Tis
yes.
the season to be done with this podcast.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Bye.